Textual healing. Textual healing. You know, they say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
That's good, yeah.
And true. We think the same thing is true with texting. You can give a horse an iPhone, but you can't make him text.
Horses, yeah, I think... Use them at all.
Well,
yeah.
We have to finish that saying. Okay. You can't make the horse text. That is, unless your horse emails our show for help.
Jeffrey.
And with our assistance, we'll teach your pony how to trot all over that keyboard.
It was like an analogy.
No, it's literal.
It's not.
I like it.
We teach horses to text in a segment that we call textual healing.
A lot of smash phones in this process.
Yes. We're like horse whisperers. We're horse texters.
Right. So if you haven't heard before, it's our way of helping our listeners or apparently farm animals who have an issue in the texting department. And maybe they aren't good at texting. Maybe the situation's a little bit uncomfortable and they're not sure what to say. Whatever it is, we can help them out with a little bit of textual healing.
Okay.
So
who's today's honored guest that needs our help? His name is Rob.
I thought for sure it was going to be Mr. Ed.
Well, maybe they're related. But Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for helping me out.
Now, tell us how we can help heal you textually. What's the situation that you're dealing with?
All right, so I've been dating this girl for about 3 months, and we just started becoming official. We became official 2 weeks ago.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, cool.
I mean, thanks, but I should probably preface that by saying that that's just, like, really not who I am. I don't usually do that. I don't like to get tied down. I really hesitate to enter a relationship.
Having a girlfriend isn't really who you are? Is that what you're saying?
No, I like to have, like, people I hang out with and, like, date, but, like, being official... I don't know. It always makes me hesitate because it's just not who I am.
Did she like trick you into this somehow? Because it seems like it's a pretty...
We dated for about 3 months and I was like, you know what? I think maybe it's time I just like get over that and figure it out. So I did.
Okay.
But then, of course, as soon as I did, everything started to change and all of the reasons I hesitate being in a relationship like started to come true.
Uh-oh.
Oh, great.
This happens a lot with guys, I feel like.
You know, want what you can't have.
I mean, and you're in your 20s and you're like living your best single life and then you decide, oh, maybe I should get a girlfriend. You're like, oh, this was a bad idea.
Sort of.
What came true? Like, I don't understand why it would change anything.
He wouldn't understand, Brooke. You're a woman. Sounds good to you.
Yeah, you love it.
We were like hanging out, just having a good time. But then as soon as we're official, I'm getting constant drama about her friends. I'm like Zooming with her parents way too frequently. She's leaving makeup everywhere. There's like makeup stains on every counter in my place.
Stop it.
They need any other women that come to your house to know that it's already taken by a woman.
But it's like, oh, did you leave the toilet seat up? It's like, you have a whole makeup counter on the sink.
You sound like you're like drowning in anxiety over this right now.
That's exactly it. You're right. I am drowning in anxiety, and that is why I need your help. I need to be single again. This is not where I am in life right now. Like, maybe someday, but...
Well, wait. Our textual healing is you're going to break up with a girl on text?
Yeah, and listen, before you, like, hound me, I know it's, like, kind of the coward's way out, but I just can't call her. I can't do it in person. I cannot deal with the tears and the drama. I just got to text and get out of this.
That is the hard part.
How do you know she's even going to cry?
Listen, he's a winner, Brooke. He's not going to cry for him.
They always cry. They just always do.
Okay. A breakup. That's not what I thought we were doing today.
I don't think we should do this.
Wow.
Please.
I don't. I think that breaking up via text is like the worst thing possible. I think we should leave you and you have to do it on your own.
I agree. I feel like just because you don't want a title of a dating.
I agree with you, but I really see no other way out. I have to text her.
Well,
agree,
let's
but...
be honest. There's no good way to break up with somebody.
Now,
like,
that's a
over
statement.
A phone
that's
call
true.
Isn't
yeah.
good
face
when
to
you
face.
Go to like a restaurant and you have your mistress next to you and you're like, this is what I'm doing now. And there's no great way to do it. So, I mean, text is definitely one of the worst.
Mm-hmm. But... I think at least in a text, she can like, I give her the opportunity to, you know, respond however she wants to and like not be embarrassed. At least she can do it on her own without having me there to like see it, you know?
All right.
Well, so help us out. Like, are you guys currently in the middle of a conversation? Have you texted at all recently? Like, what are we working with here?
We're not in like a great spot to do this, to be honest. Less than an hour ago, her dad and I were talking on Zoom because we all talk way too much. And he said he love meeting me, and he wants to play golf sometime. He wants to schedule a time to play golf. Like, I am screwed. What do I say to that?
Yeah, she came in hard and fast dad and golf already. Like, you're 2 weeks into a relationship.
But hold up. We could use that to start the downward spiral. Like, we start as a cancellation.
I hate golf. I hate your family. I don't want to be with you.
Maybe if we find a way to cancel the golf plans, we can also say, you know what? I kind of want to cancel all of it.
Oh, this isn't working.
Yeah. I mean, we do need to respond to the golf request first.
Yeah.
And that's just I am too busy from now until the next 5 years.
Yes. Just no.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, we want to say it in a nice way.
You just say this. You say, hey, I think your dad's awesome. To be honest, I'm not quite ready for that.
Maybe we say your mom's awesome, too.
Why would you put your mom into it?
Oh, so just the dad's good? Okay.
We're talking about the dad and the mom. And then you just say, I'm not ready for it, which is true. That's an honest text.
Yeah, like as a stage in a relationship.
I don't see another way to do that. What do you think, Rob?
I like that, but then also I got to end it, too. Where do I go from there?
Well, let's just start here, and then we'll get to that whole dumping part next, okay?
Yeah, when she says something, we can respond.
You don't want 8 paragraphs in 1 text message.
Also, it's been a great ride.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, let me text her and see how that goes.
Okay.
Any emojis?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
No.
I don't feel good about putting any emojis in
this. Keep it
serious
right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, did you send it?
Sent. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
All right, this is the nervous part. That gets my hands sweaty every time.
We haven't even delivered the bad news yet, and I'm still feeling all icky inside.
This poor girl doesn't know what's coming.
So, okay, Rob, we're going to play a song. We'll come back, and we'll see if you got a text and continue to give you some textual healing coming up right after this. Okay, Rob?
All right, sounds good, I guess.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second part of Textual Healing, we're on the phone with one of our listeners named Rob, and Rob wants us to help him send a text message to break up with his girlfriend.
All of us
in the room were not very supportive of it, except for Brooke, who was very, very excited to break up with a guy via text
You're
message.
You're terrible.
I've never seen her so happy.
Shut up, dude.
I would never break up with someone via text.
But you would help another guy do it
to
a girl.
Well, I'm going to today, but it's against my better judgment. I'm just going to say that. And
it's her job.
Rob, I think there's a better way to do this, but I don't think that you care at this point.
I mean, we've already started doing it. And we already sent our first text message. Rob said, you know, I really like your dad, and I think he's awesome, but I don't think I'm going to be able to play golf with him.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that yet.
I'm not ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
And
Brooke is the one who said to say that.
Yeah, I know. That was Brooke's idea.
So,
now, Rob,
what's on you, Brooke?
Has your girlfriend responded to that text?
Yeah, she did.
Why are you so sad? What'd she write?
She said, why? You love golf. And then attached a golf emoji and a smiley face.
Okay.
Oh.
This is where you're going to have to be honest. This is where you're just going to have to say, I feel like things are moving too fast between us. And I'm not ready to hang out in person with your dad.
You can play off the, she says, you love golf. But then you can respond, but I don't love you.
Okay, no.
She just set you up for it.
Jeffrey, we don't need like a brutal segue there. Like, you don't need that.
I'm just saying, it's written on the wall for you.
I mean, she's lobbing it up for you.
Yeah.
I don't think we should spike it.
Here's the thing. It sounds like this girl has zero idea of how you feel. So you've done a terrible job at explaining your emotions.
Has it ever come up in the conversation before between you two? Does she know anything about this?
Yeah. I mean, I've mentioned before that, like, I've had feelings about hesitating to get into relationships.
But when you talk in general, every girl always thinks that we're the exception. Like, he's had problems with other relationships, but with me, it's going to be perfect.
I'll change his mind.
Yeah.
But this is good. Like, if it has come up in your conversations before, maybe you can make a reference back to it.
Okay, go for it.
I'm saying, like, remember that time when we were talking about how I wasn't 100% sure about this? I'm kind of feeling that again.
This falls into that category of...
And all you're doing there is you're telling her how you feel. So it's not anything about her.
Quick, write that down before you forget what he said.
Yeah, I already forgot.
I am. That's a perfect idea. Hold on 1 second. Wait. Okay. Just reference back the idea that I've told her this before, so it's not her, it's just me.
Yeah, like remember when we were in our living room watching Netflix and I said I don't feel comfortable?
In relationships? Well, that's happening right now.
It's starting to happen.
Here, wait. I'm drafting a text. It says, remember that time we were at Chipotle and I was hesitant about having a girlfriend?
Wait, you told her at Chipotle?
Remember when we were sharing that rice bowl?
Yeah, that's where it was. Sorry, that's what I remember.
That's fine.
It was when
that's
she asked for extra guac, and you were like, you know what? I don't know if I'm fully on board with this.
This is going to cost me too much.
That costs money, man.
Yeah,
no, but that's good. She'll remember exactly what you're talking about then.
Wait, hold on. So then I said, Chipotle, I was hesitant to have a girlfriend. Those feelings are coming back. Just being honest, sent.
Okay.
All right.
Here it goes. I mean, that's like the pitch, right? Yeah. And then you're going to have to hit it out of the park.
And she can't be mad at you because you're just saying how you feel.
Well, of course she can still be mad at him. I mean, that's not going to stop it. But, I mean, you're right. You're doing it in an honest way, at least.
Yes.
Yeah, I want her to, like, I don't know. That way she can know it's about me and not, like, her, you know? Mm-hmm. She doesn't get all upset about it. And then I added a hashtag, too, so.
What?
No.
You hashtagged your text?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. We have this thing. We do that sometimes with each other. We just hashtag.
What did you hashtag it?
It says hashtag honesty for life. And I use the number 4.
Honesty for life?
Oh, no.
Okay, you guys don't know. You have no idea. She's going to like it. She gets it. Like,
oh, my God. Has she written you back yet?
Not yet.
Or is she like searching that hashtag to see what other great insights she can get from it?
Hashtagging your breakup text seems a little odd to me, but I don't know. Maybe I'm out of the game now. Social media coordinator Alexis, you're young. How do you feel?
You're young. You've been dumped before.
I have.
Via text, right? Has that happened to you?
I mean, I haven't used hashtags. I've been broken up with over the phone, though. It sucks, but at least you're like alone to cry, you know? And think about what to reply.
Well, maybe if they had hashtagged that phone call at the end, it wouldn't have hurt so bad.
Hashtag.
Guys, she responded.
What did she say?
Oh.
It says, aw, ... I know relationships can be scary, but I'm always here for you. Hashtag honesty for life.
Okay. All right. Now you're just going to have to rip the Band-Aid off, She's not getting what you're saying.
God, I don't. Where do I go from here?
Hold on. This is good that the hashtag happens to be honesty in it, because you can start to slowly break it to her and continuously using hashtag for life because you are being honest. Well, if we are being hashtag honest for life, and then Brooke, take it from there.
You say,
I don't know what else to
this
say.
Isn't working for me. I'm not meant to be in a relationship. You deserve better.
Oh, you are talking like really rip the Band-Aid.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, why are we going to draw it out, man?
You want her to be friends with them.
No, you don't. You have enough friends in your life. You don't need to be friends with every ex.
That's what Rob wants.
You can't break up over text and think they're going to like you.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way.
Maybe she wants to hook up later. He's right.
See, okay. There we go. Well, dudes get it.
That is like dog life right there. Hashtag dog life. Okay.
There has to be a way.
It's not good. You dirty dog.
Okay. There's got to be a way. We are trying to figure out a way to be upfront and honest, but still keep it light.
Yeah.
Keep it light. Keep dumping her light. Just say it's not going to work.
What if you do it in the form of a joke?
What? Here's the punchline. Okay. You're
Hold
single?
On.
Yeah.
On.
Like,
listening.
Have you seen that movie, Other People? I want to see it.
She is not going to get that, dude.
No one's going to get that joke.
That's a pretty sly, funny reference, I think.
How about, have you seen the movie, The Breakup? That's what's happening right now.
Oh, that's a good one. What do you think about that, Rob?
I think maybe it's a little bit on the nose. I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable.
Have you heard the band Lonely Island? Because you're about to be on it.
Okay.
Hey.
No. You want me to keep going?
Brooke's too good at this.
Brooke.
I do like that band.
See, look, you should break up with more people via text. You're really good at it. I don't know. But Rob, you must have thought of this before. Like, you must have thought of excuses that you were going to give her before you came on with us. What were you thinking?
What about this? She doesn't like memes, which I think is absolutely crazy. She never laughs at me at my memes. Yeah.
Pictures? Who doesn't
that's
like
a sign
memes?
Of a crazy person.
Yes. Okay. So you could send her a meme that said, I'm breaking up with you.
No, that's so rude.
Okay, wait. About like you guys were saying, you know, we're just on a match or whatever, but I have like some more honest stuff to add to that. I could say we're incompatible like cuddling wise because she always wants to be the big spoon, and, like, honestly, it just makes me feel less manly.
No.
Big spoon every once in a while. Never full-time.
I mean, maybe if she asks for reasons later, you can add that in. But, like, you want to be big spoon, and it's not working for me because of that?
Yeah.
It's belittling. I feel degraded.
Hashtag tablespoon for life. Hashtag no teaspoon.
feel degraded in your arms.
This is ridiculous.
I got another. I could tell her I took one of those genealogy tests and we're related.
Yeah, good.
Oh, I like that one. Go with that, Rob.
I don't know how
that
you...
one? Okay, I'll go with that one.
Oh, I know. No.
Yeah, do it.
I don't know how you would prove that unless you stole some of her saliva in her sleep.
If she's dumb enough to date you, maybe she deserves a reason.
Honestly, I don't know what we should do. Like, bro, I'm sorry. None of those necessarily sound like good ideas to us. And we're just the kings of bad ideas.
Just say it's not working.
Yeah. Just go
actually,
for it.
She just texted me.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, what's funny?
Is it a joke? She's joking now.
Did she finally send you a meme? Could you have to take that reasoning back?
No, listen. It says, BTW, can I ask your opinion on something?
Okay.
What do you think if I got a breast augmentation and go up to a D?
Hey, I love you. Send some hearts and I'll see you later, baby.
Who is this chick?
Yeah.
She's freaking awesome, that too. She said...
So wait, now you're into the relationship. Now
Stop
you're back
it.
In.
Wait a second.
No.
What?
Just not...
I'm curious. You're not curious what a D would be like? Like.
Oh. Wait, so you're not going to send the breakup text now?
Actually, guys, I think I'm good. We can work it out.
Oh, are you serious?
You are worthless.
Come on. What would you do? What if someone was like, I'm going to get a crotch enlargement? You'd be down for that, right?
No, I wouldn't. That would be so weird. I would just go find someone with the size of junk that I'd like.
No, he's not talking about a junk enlargement, just the crotch around it.
Like the thighs.
Yeah. An enormous crotch.
You look like a Ken doll down there. Jesus.
So, Rob, what are you doing? Are we still doing this or what?
Well, I'm texting her back. I'm just letting her know that that's, like, a pretty good idea, and she can come over tonight. We can talk about it.
Oh, my God.
I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm leaving the studio.
We just wasted the last 15 minutes of our lives.
No, it was super helpful, guys. I'm good. Thank you for all your help.
Yeah. All right, well, at least send us some photos of the augmentation and make it worth a while.
Relationship.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I should, because, you know, hashtag honesty for life.
Oh, my God.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.